Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says he isn't taking anything for granted after United discovered their UEFA Europa League destiny on Friday. The Reds will face Turkey's Istanbul Başakşehir or Denmark's FC Copenhagen in the quarterfinals should they progress beyond the last 16 tie against LASK. With a healthy 5-0 lead from the first leg in Austria in March, United are odds on favourites to book a place in the next round, which will be held in Germany as part of an 8-team single-legged knockout tournament necessitated by the COVID-19 situation. Despite his side's route to a potential final in Cologne on August 21st now being fully mapped out, United could go on to face Olympiacos, Wolves, Roma or Sevilla in a semi-final. Solskjaer isn't getting carried away with dreams of a showpiece event just yet. He said, "Well, I don't want to look too far because I think we should just focus on the next game. We're in a position now where we're just focusing on the league, but of course, when you look at the ties that can come, we could play Wolves, we could meet Ashley Young and Romelu Lukaku, both at Inter Milan, so there's definitely games to be looking forward to, and we just have to keep on our run." Moving on, Bruno Fernandes has been named Premier League Player of the Month for June. The Portugal playmaker has been an integral figure in United's strong recent form, which culminated in a 3-0 win at Aston Villa on Thursday, as they became the first team in Premier League history to win four successive games by margin of 3 goals or more. It also extended the side's unbeaten run to 17 matches in all competitions, with Fernandes playing a key role throughout that sequence of results. Finally, United are also reportedly considering boosting their attack with a summer move for Crystal Palace striker Alexander Sørloth. The 24-year-old has only scored once in 20 appearances for Palace since joining from Danish side Midtjylland in January 2018, but Sørloth has been in excellent form on loan at Trabzonspor this season, scoring 29 goals and providing 10 assists in 45 appearances for the Turkish outfit. Reports claim that United are following the striker's progress as they consider making an attempt to sign him during this summer's transfer window. That's all for now. We'll have more later.